Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here.
Well, hey, everyone. It's great to have you with us today. Here we are on Easter, on Resurrection Sunday. Today, obviously, we are remembering and celebrating and hopefully making it as personal as possible, the resurrection of Jesus. We know that he took our sin, our shame, our pain on that cross, and he was buried in a tomb. But today we are celebrating the fact that those days later, that tomb was empty and Jesus was resurrected and really broke the power finally of sin and death and shame and pain and gave all of us a fresh brand new start. And I want to speak into this today, and I really hope it encourages you in your faith journey. You might not yet even know Jesus. Let this be a signal to you that you can get the fresh start that you are so deeply looking for. In 2 Corinthians 5, it says this: "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here." The old is gone and the new is here. We're speaking about that fact today, that Jesus, through his death and resurrection, he brought an end to the old and he made way for the new. He drew a line in the sand in our lives, in our eternity, in our sin journey, and said, "Enough is enough." He literally on the cross said, "It is finished," and he broke the power of sin. But that he didn't just defeat the old. Through the power of his resurrection, he gave us the new. I'm sure that this weekend, today, maybe this week, that you will either give or receive Easter eggs. I'm not particularly a big chocolate eater, but I gotta be honest, at Easter time, I don't know what happens, but I eat a sick amount of chocolate. I think I make up for a whole year of not eating chocolate. I make up for by eating all the chocolate I can, but all those eggs are given. Why was the egg chosen as the chocolate thing that we give at Easter time? Why was the egg chosen as that symbol? Well, it literally is to remind us of the tomb and that the tomb is now empty. And so as you're getting into your chocolate today, as you're getting into your chocolate this week, I just hope that there's a bit of remembrance and a reassurance for you that the tomb is empty, that the old is gone and the new has come. I want to talk about a few thoughts about a fresh start. Number one, a fresh start is available for anyone. A fresh start is available for anyone. It says here in 2 Corinthians that if anyone is in Christ. You know, religion actually starts to prescribe what you need to do to be part of the promise. Starts to prescribe the behavior that you need to stop, the behavior that you need to do, the works that you need to start doing in order to cross some sort of candidacy line to be a part of the club of Jesus, the club of Christ. Where the whole message of the gospel is not one of exclusivity of certain people are out and certain people are in. The whole message of Jesus is that he died for everyone, that if anyone is in Christ. And if you look at your life and think of the worst things that you've said, the worst of the worst things that you've done, the worst of the worst things that have been done to you, said to you, the places you've gone, the things in your life that you would certainly not hold up as a public trophy, but you would hide it as a very, very private shame. Those things really, if it was about standards, those things honestly, in your life, in my life, they should and legitimately should disqualify us from an eternity in heaven, from a promise, from health with Jesus, all these sorts of things, they should disqualify us. They would make us a someone who isn't included. But Jesus didn't die for someone. Jesus died for everyone. He died for anyone. And I want to encourage you today and remind you today that no matter where you're at on your faith journey, you might not yet know Jesus. You might be brand new to Jesus. You might have known Jesus a long time. Let's be honest, we all have sin. We all have mistakes. We all do things that could have been done better, whether they are dramatic and public or whether they are subtle and private, wherever they sit on that spectrum, because of Jesus, we can be part of the anyone. If anyone is in Christ, it's not about us, it's about Jesus. It's not about what we've done, it's about what He's done. It's not about what we can do, it's about what He is doing. And so, first thing today, a fresh start is available to anyone. And I hope that encourages you today. Number two, a fresh start is available everywhere. A fresh start is available everywhere. In Isaiah 43, it says this, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past." That's the old is gone. "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing new things." I'm doing a new thing. That's the new thing. It says this, "Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." I want you to take note of where the new thing happens. Where does the new thing spring up? Does it spring up in a nice, fertile garden with a gardener? No. In this passage, where does the new thing spring up? Does it spring up in nice soil that is nutrient full and being prepared and taken care of? No. The new thing springs up, the stream begins, the brand new thing happens in the ugly place. It happens in the wasteland. It happens in the wilderness. God says, "I'm doing a new thing. I've drawn a line in the sand and defeated the old and brought about the new." Not in the perfect place, not in the pretty place, not in the prepared place, but in the ugly place. In our lives, sometimes we can think, "Oh, look, I'm not a candidate for His grace, but I'm certainly not in the place that I can find Jesus or that Jesus can find me. Maybe I need to go to this place. Maybe I need to be more prepared. Maybe I need to have better things going on in my life." And God says, "No, no, no, I'm available. A fresh start is available to anyone, and a fresh start is available anywhere." I encourage you, friend, that a brand new thing happens, can happen in Jesus anywhere. You know, when we read the Bible to our daughter Suki, one of her favorite passages is the passage of the Good Shepherd. And when it says in her 4-year-old, I guess, Bible, it says he's counting his sheep, 97, 98, 99. Oh no, a sheep is missing. And he searches high and he searches low. And our whole house can recite this Bible passage from the toddler Bible. But here's the thing, he didn't forget about the one because the one had wandered off somewhere. God went to the somewhere, went to the lost place to find the lost sheep. He went to the wild place. He went to the ugly place. He went to the unprepared place. He went to the place that was never designed for the sheep because He loved the sheep and He wanted to get the sheep. No matter where you've wandered off to, no matter what place you find yourself in, I want to remind you today that anyone can come to Christ and that Christ will come to anywhere. A fresh start is available anywhere. We just need to be honest with ourselves and honest with God and say, "Lord, I am a sinner and I need a savior. I'm a mess and I need help in my life." Lastly today, on this Resurrection Sunday, a fresh start is available to everyone. A fresh start is available everywhere. And lastly, a fresh start is available now. You know, if I read to you again, 2 Corinthians 5, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ," anyone, "the new creation has come, the old is gone." Look at this. It says the new is here. It doesn't say that the new is coming. It doesn't say that the new is on its way. It doesn't say that the new will arrive one day. It doesn't say the new is expected to arrive at a certain time. It says the new is here. I think that what that's saying is that there is no better time to receive the new than now. There is no better time. You will be in no better place if it is not about what we do, but about what Jesus has done. Then no matter how good or bad we are, because of Him, we can receive His newness now. And I think this Easter, I would encourage you, urge you, and invite you to receive His newness now. Receive His fresh start now. If you don't know Jesus, I want to pray for you to have that fresh start. You can never work your way out of your sin. You can never make up for everything you've done wrong. It's only through Jesus. Maybe you once prayed a prayer to Jesus to forgive you of your sin, but for whatever reason you've walked away. Well, today, there is no better time than now to come back to Him. And so I want to pray for you, whether it's for the first time or again, to get your heart and life and soul right with Jesus. To be honest with yourself and honest with Him, Jesus, I have plenty of old and I need the new. I have plenty of sin, plenty of mistakes, plenty of mess, and I need that brand new start and I need it now. If you need to be included in this prayer, join with me as I pray today. Lord, I thank you for my friends. I thank you that you see them. I thank you that you love them. I thank you that you have offered them a brand new start through the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, as they are honest with themselves and honest with you about their sin, about the old in their life. I thank you that you would give them a fresh new start of the new. I thank you that your word says that anyone can come to you, and so they do. I thank you that your word says that we can come to you everywhere, and they are. And I pray, Lord God, that today would be a brand new start for them, a start of a journey, a start of a relationship, and a start of a fresh hope. And I thank you for all that you've done in our lives, in Jesus' name, amen. For us all, whether we're brand new to faith, whether we've known Jesus for many years, let us all have that constant sense of a fresh start, that a fresh start is available to anyone, anywhere, and it's available right now. God bless.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.